because it's the little things that matter. I feel like life goes so fast. And I think because we're growing up now too, that like it's basically April's already over. It's already May.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah.
Like today we're recording on April 19th and the episode will be up on like 20 something.
Yeah.
See, April's already over. Like what the heck? So.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of music from some very talented Filipina women, along with some interesting news tidbits, a tribute to a 30th anniversary that recently took place yesterday in the Bay Area, and its connection with the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we're going to head over to our community announcements. On Saturday, May the 9th, the Minnesota Filipino Seniors Association's fashion show and dinner dance entitled Marilag will be at the Hilton Hotel at 3900 American Boulevard West in Bloomington, Minnesota. Looks like for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Susan at 612-968-9826. In regards to our next community announcements, this takes place on May the 30th, and this takes place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, entitled Love in the Spring. It is from Pinoy Music Minnesota. It looks like it's also on the flyer. It says Pantura Band. For more information in regards to this particular event, you can refer to the Philippine Center of Minnesota's Facebook page for more information, as well as Pinoy Music Minnesota. In regards to our third community announcement of the evening, from June 11th through the 13th at the Acme Comedy Club. Comedian J.R. DeGuzman will be performing. If you are a subscriber to Netflix, you will be pretty much aware that he was featured on the current reiteration of Star Search. I believe he won 3 rounds on the comedy section of that show. And our final community announcement for the evening is on June the 28th, the 4th annual Lumpia Festival will be taking place. There is a new venue which has not yet been announced. And once we get that information, we will spread that information here on the Filipino American National News. And if you are a fan of the NBA, you have some current Filipino Americans still playing in the second round of the playoffs. You have former Sixth Man of the Year Jordan Clarkson of the New York Knicks, and you have rookie Dylan Harper of the San Antonio Spurs, who kick off their playoff series against the hometown team here, the Minnesota Timberwolves, tomorrow evening. Two other notable Filipino Americans in the NBA were unfortunately eliminated this past week, those being Dylan Harper's brother, Ron Harper Jr. of the Boston Celtics, who was eliminated by the Philadelphia 76ers, and Jalen Green of the Phoenix Suns, who was eliminated by the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder. And on the hockey realm, a former guest of the Filipino American National News, Jason Robertson, who had a phenomenal series against the Minnesota Wild, pretty much scoring in almost every game against them, a person that was omitted off the United States Olympic team, the gold medal winning team. His Dallas Stars fell to the Minnesota Wild 4-2. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It's a song that premiered last night on Saturday Night Live by the host and singing act, Olivia Rodrigo. And this is her track entitled Begged.
Once again, Olivia Rodrigo.
All that I want is to know undoubtedly that you just have eyes for me. Could you make it clear? All that I want is to sit here silently and watch movies on TV. What a shame you're not here, here to witness my devotion and my endless well of needs. I'm an anchor in the ocean. No, I could never leave. So I'm patient, you're learning, pretend it's not hurting. Oh, a virtue to not let good love slip away. So I'm cool and forgiving, I'll take what you're giving away. But nothing's quite enough when I know that to get it out. Yeah, to get it, I beg. trapped inside my life. Is that a normal thing to fight back the weight of a static lover's dread? I'm overwhelmed, I'm underfed. Yet I still cling, cling to hope like snow on mountains. Careless words melted away. I'm a penny in a fountain, and just waiting on my luck to change. So I'm patient, you're learning, pretend.
Olivia Rodrigo with her new song, Begged. And that premiered last night on Saturday Night Live. And I believe she just recently also announced a brand new tour that will be starting up fairly soon. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And it'll just be one moment. After months of competition in the Philippines, has officially crowned its new queen. Bea Milan Wondorkowski, who represents La Union, was crowned Miss Universe Philippines 2026 after besting 49 other candidates during the coronation night held at the SM Mall of Asia Arena on May the 2nd. A consistent frontrunner since the application stage, Bea lived up to expectations with a standout performance that ultimately secured her the crown. For the evening gown segment, she stunned in a brooched and intricately beaded Anthony Ramirez creation, an elegant look that perfectly complemented the Julimir La Mer en Majeste crown. What truly sealed her victory, however, was her powerful response during the final question and answer round. Many Filipinos are getting frustrated with the country. For you, why is it still worth it to represent the Philippines on the global stage? She answered, "The Philippines is something and a place that I've been in love with my whole life. Growing up predominantly in a non-diverse part of the United States, I was identified as a Filipino first and foremost. I often had to point to where the Philippines was on the map to my peers and always felt a sense of belonging and home. I choose to pack my life into a bulk buy-in box and suitcases because I believe in the limitless potential of the Filipino people and the fact that we need to create local opportunities here so that people don't have to go abroad and be separated from their families in order to survive and thrive. If I were given the title of Miss Universe Philippines, I promise to be a public servant for all," she added. With the new queen now crowned, curiosity about her only continues to grow. With that, here are 10 facts about the newly crowned Miss Universe Philippines 2026, Bea Milan Wondorkowski. She was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Born in 2002, Bea Milan Wondorkowski was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, United States. Although she is representing La Union, the home province of her grandparents, she is currently based in Makati as she continues to pursue her pageant journey and career in the Philippines. The strong connection between her American upbringing and Philippine roots is what makes her story even more unique. It is also in the reason she describes herself as the Ilocana in Makati. She comes from a family of immigrants through her maternal grandparents. Despite being born and raised in the United States, Bia Milan Rodakowski is half Filipina on her mother's side. Her maternal grandparents, Alfredo C. Milan and Marcela B. Milan, originally came from San Juan, San Fernando in La Union, Philippines, before immigrating to the United States. She has a diverse range of talents. Growing up, Bia Milan Rodakowski explored a variety of hobbies and developed multiple skills before eventually finding her passion for pageantry. She attended Whitefish Bay High School, where she was actively involved in the varsity dance team, string orchestra, and debate team. Outside of school, she also trained in ballet in the Milwaukee Ballet School and studied cello at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music, reflecting her strong background in both performing arts and academics. In Miss Earth USA 2024 video, Bia shared her value she has defined her journey, saying, "Education is incredible, important to me." This statement is clearly reflected in her academic background and personal drive. She studied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where she earned bachelor's degrees in history and international relations. During her time in college, she also became a member of the Psi chapter of the Kappa Alpha Theta. Her academic interest notably focused on U.S.-Asian relations, further highlighting her strong engagement with global and political studies. Although Miss Universe Philippines 2003 crown made her first national title in the Philippines, Bia had already made her mark on the global pageant stage under the United States. She earlier represented Wisconsin Miss Earth USA 2024. Ahead of the competition, she underwent training with Alma Cabasal, Miss Philippines Earth Water 2013, while also collaborating in Los Angeles-based Filipino designer Carl Andrada for her preliminary and final gowns. At 21, she finally clinched the title, making history as the first Filipino-American to win the winner of Miss Earth USA. Despite being a fresh face on the international pageant stage, Bia made an immediate impact and emerged as one of the frontrunners in Miss Earth 2024, representing the United States. She developed a strong performance throughout the competition, ultimately earning Miss Earth Water 2024 title. At the conclusion of her pageant, she was crowned Miss Earth Water with Jessica Lane of Australia, took home Miss Earth 2024 crown. In her Miss Earth to USA pageant journey, Bia highlighted her environmental advocacy, sharing, "My advocacy is called Open Doors, Open Hearts, and it's all about raising awareness of the issues facing climate refugees," said the beauty queen. She further explained, "I wanted to focus on an environment advocacy pageant to really promote the concern and directly advance voices of refugees. Began working with refugee communities in Milwaukee when she was 16 years old, experience that she helped shape her longstanding commitment to humanitarian and environmental issues. In response to the flood control project scandals in the Philippines, Bia has joined public demonstrations and called out government corruption, including the Trillion Peso March. In a post on Instagram, she wrote, "Every peso misallocated, every flood control project constructed with a substandard material is a livelihood impacted, a home loss, and a family displaced." She also participated in initiatives organized by Batang Luulitayan and the Environmental Stand Against Corruption Alliance, further reflecting her active stance on environmental and government issues. Around January 2004, following her Miss Earth USA 2024, Bia shared that she completed a fellowship with the Philippine Embassy, as well as an internship with the East-West Center in Washington, D.C. After Miss Earth's stint in 2024, she eventually decided to relocate to the Philippines, where she later pursued her pageant journey and went to join Miss Universe Philippines 2026. After greeting her grandmother and immigrant a happy Mother's Day, Bia took the moment to speak for a cause close to her heart, immigrants and their families. In her post, she wrote, "My heart is also with immigrant mothers and families who are at risk of deportation, despite many having legal permanent residence in the United States. In the past month alone, 3 U.S. citizens, including a child with cancer, were deported to Honduras along with their mothers. These are families like yours and mine who came to this country seeking a better life, and is the sacrifices and contributions of immigrant families that truly make our nation great." And congratulations to Bia Milan Wojciechowski, the 2026 Miss Universe Philippines. We spoke earlier of her 30th anniversary that took place recently. It took place in the Bay Area yesterday, Saturday, May the 2nd. It was the anniversary of Classified Records, which is a Filipino-American-owned record company based out of San Francisco. Its connection to Filipino American National News is near and dear to my heart. It's some of the artists that I first initially started playing when I became one of the hosts here on the show. But it also got me involved in regards to the Filipino, I guess, American entertainment scene music. I got to serve on their street team for their Midwest team, so I'd be remiss if I didn't thank people like Reno Urcel, who gave me the opportunity with that to help spread Classified Records artist out here's music, along with Rodrigo Gaeta, who's the head of the Midwest team, who himself at the moment runs does security for many concerts that are taking place in the Philippines, and I believe he's potentially on tour with the U.S. leg of Bruno Mars, so hopefully Rodrigo gets to work the show here at U.S. Bank Stadium. And it's also a time before I became an actual host of the Philippine Recognition News, where I helped to get the singing group Pinay on the show for the Philippine American National News for Ann Webb, and then eventually later on was able to get them on the show when they had their second album, when I had become a part of the Filipino American National News as one of the permanent hosts. But congratulations to Classified Records on celebrating 30-year anniversary, a place where you got to hear Jocelyn Enriquez, Pinay, comedian Rex Navarrete, DNH, MG, who we're playing right now here on the Filipino American National News. And we're going to play MG's song entitled Sweet Honesty.
but it's you you're deceiving. Sweet honesty, yeah, want to believe you could be the one, be the one. Sweet honesty, yeah, want to believe you could be the one, be the one for me.
And once again, that was MG with her song Sweet Honesty. And before we close the show, we will be having an interview in the coming weeks from a brand new author on a book entitled Cake Picnic by Elisa Sunga, which will be coming out later on this month, and potentially a special interview if things work out in the next week or so with another person. But let's keep our fingers crossed for that interview as well. But for right now, we will be playing our final song from evening. It's a group that also made a statement on the Filipino R&B scene here in the U.S. in the 90s and early 2000s. This is a group by the name of One Voice, and this is a name of their track entitled Friendster. For those of you that don't know what Friendster is, it was kind of a social media thing similar to Facebook, before Facebook, around the MySpace era. But this is a little snippet from their song entitled Friendster. Stay tuned for sound effects.
KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center. The Cedar and Festival de las Calaveras present an evening with Pascuala Iabaca y Fama, Tuesday, May 5th. Chilean singer, songwriter, pianist, and accordionist, Pascuala Iabaca takes the Cedar stage with her four-piece saxophone clarinet-driven band, Fauna. Their music takes traditional Andean roots and folk to a new level by incorporating elements of jazz, pop, and rock, as well as sounds from Spain, India, Guatemala, and Mexico. More information about an evening with Pascuala Iabaca y Fauna is available at thecedar.org.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.